All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in. Mr. 3-0 on the weekend, along with me, Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So we're both been doing pretty good the past week and a half.
Yes, because you know what? Teams stink.
Oh, I tell you. Now,
but I'll tell you what, Pittsburgh was lucky to win yesterday.
Very lucky. Very lucky to win. You're absolutely right. Extremely lucky to win.
Yep.
All right. Well, with that being said, and I posted this on Facebook, and Mike, I've been a Giant fan since my father brought me to Giants to Yankee Stadium, the original Yankee Stadium. Believe it or not, I was born in 1952, and my first look at a Giant game was when I was 5 years old. And I had a look around a post, by the way, the old Yankee Stadium. Mm-hmm. So I've been a Giant fan that long, and I've seen good teams. I've seen bad teams. Great teams. This reminds me this year, it's going to wind up worse, of the McVay years and the Arnsparger years, which were the lowest of the Giant years. The players have quit playing, and it's wrong. There's no it's wrong. They've just quit. The defense obviously for some reason has just decided not to play. And I don't mean they're slowed down. They're purposely missing tackles. Something has to be done this season by getting rid of a couple of players and I also say this, the head coach and what's his name, Jerry Reese, they have to go because Mike, they're not going to win another game the rest of the season.
No, they're not. And I don't know what they're going to do. I know what they should do. They should get rid of 80% of the players on a team and just let them walk. Put them on waivers, let them go, do whatever they're going to do. Go work in a smoke shop, go work in a 7-Eleven, go do whatever you're going to do. Because you're not going to play football anymore because you're a mutt. The Giants can't fire any coaches because if they fire McAdoo, who's going to be the head coach? You can't put Spagnuolo there because they quit. The Giants' defense sucks. The Giants' defense is the demise of the team. And who's the defensive coordinator? Spagnuolo.
No.
He's got to go, too.
Absolutely.
The Giants have to get the fish, put it on the table, and they got to fillet both sides of it. They got to get rid of everybody.
Oh, no, I agree with that. I don't think for their fan base that they can wait until the end of the year.
Who's going to coach the team?
At this point, Mike, I don't care. Name an interim coach. I don't give a darn.
Let Eli Manning coach the team.
I've never seen a Giant team this poor. Never. This is the worst.
It starts from Jerry Reese because Jerry Reese has got some guys that came out of college with a lot of talent, were supposed to be projected first and second round picks, and were dropped off everybody's board, and the Giants signed them as free agents. Why do you think they fell from a first and second round pick to free agents? Because they have no integrity. They don't care about playing the game. All they care about is themselves. And those cancers are now embedded in the Giants' locker room. And the only way you get rid of them is to cut them out. The Giants have a big task ahead of them. And it's a good thing that the Maras own them because they might be the only owners that are left that might do what they're supposed to do. And they got to go into the locker room and they got to hand out about 30 pink slips and say, get out. That's where you have to start with the Giants, and I don't know who's going to be the person there because they're people that eye up their personnel obviously stink for getting these players on the team. So who's going to make the decision of who's to stay and who's to go?
Well,
I think the owner has to do it.
That's why I want them to get rid of a couple of players, and I want them to get rid of the coaching, the two coaches.
They got to gut everything.
Bring in an interim head coach, and right now, starting today, this afternoon, start looking for a general manager and a coach for next year.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You're not going to get them. You're not going to get viable NFL quality coaches and GMs in November. For those people that think that you're going to get the guys that are up in the booth, and they're not going to leave those jobs.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about for now. I'm talking about start planning for next year.
Yeah, but who are you going to replace them with now? There's nobody there.
There's nobody there. You know what? You could bring in Randy Edsall, and it wouldn't be any worse from UConn.
I don't think Randy Edsall's going to leave UConn to go to the Giants.
No, but would it be any worse?
Well, the Giants painted themselves. This is the problem. The Giants got rid of their coach 2 years ago, who was on the cusp of actually should have been released. But now you have to look back at this entire organization. The players, they're the reason why that Coughlin had to get cut. Jerry Reese, he should have been sent away before Coughlin was, because Jerry Reese built this team, and this team is a ship with no hull. It just sinks right to the bottom. And it's all because of the quality of the personnel that they went out and got.
All right, well, that's enough on the Giants. We wasted enough time on that.
It makes the Jets look like the Yankees right now.
That's exactly right. Now, another team that's going to be in problems for another 5 games, as you saw what happens, all of a sudden a quarterback isn't so great when you don't have a running game, the Dallas Cowboys. You know, when you don't have a running game and you constantly rely on a quarterback, things happen like happened yesterday.
Well, I wouldn't condemn them right away because, the Falcons did play in the Super Bowl last year.
Well, I'm not condemning them.
They're another team that's underachieving this year. The Dallas Cowboys went on the road. They didn't play a good game. I wouldn't condemn them yet.
Well, we'll see what happens with
that. It is the Falcons. The Falcons was everybody's pick to go back to the Super Bowl this year. Oh, and by the way, the second pick was the Giants.
Yeah, that's exactly
but,
right.
The Falcons are still the Falcons. They're a tough team at home. I wouldn't throw the Cowboys under the bus yet. See how they come out and play next week. But I'll tell you what, the racing this weekend was pretty lousy, so I stayed home and I was flipping through the red zone. Well, the red zone was flipping through games.
Yeah.
The quality of football is garbage. I mean, you go from game to game to game, and you can go right through it. The Jacksonville Charger game, garbage. Why? Because one player decided to stand up in the end zone and shake his butt when somebody got called for an interference. I mean, it goes on and on. The Cincinnati-Tennessee game. Cincinnati and Tennessee, nobody wanted to win this game. The Pittsburgh Colts game. It just goes on and on and on. The quality of football is trash. It's just an awful product. And I think the people kneeling down has something to do with it, but it's just the overall product itself is garbage, and that's why people aren't interested in it anymore.
All right, let's go away from that. And we'll make the Monday night picks.
Yeah, it's easy. Carolina.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. All right, so where do you want to go now in sports?
I want to go to hockey for a minute.
All right.
The Devils this weekend, they had a home and away. They played Florida on Saturday night, and then they went to Chicago yesterday. They beat Florida 2-1 in a real close game Saturday night. Then they went to Chicago yesterday, and they were losing 4-1 after the first period. The Devils came back to win this game 7-5.
Oops.
Avon, that's a big win for the Devils in Chicago. The Devils, who hit a little bit of a slump, they won their last two, as I just said, and they're still in first place in their division. Not only are they in first place, they're in first place by 3 points, and they have games in hand on everybody in the division. So they're playing decent hockey. They got a young team, a fast team. They're 6-1 on the road, 5-3 at home. And like I said, last week I didn't want to condemn them, and I'm not giving them a crown yet. But they're playing good hockey. The Rangers turned their season around. They've won their last six. They're back to respectability. They're 9-7. And the Tampa Bay Lightning, they're just on another planet right now. They won 8 out of their last 10, but they're 14-2. And they're just in the middle of a West Coast trip, and they're just going out on the West Coast, and they're smashing everybody. L.A., San Jose, Anaheim, they're beating everybody that's in their path. So the Devils are a surprise this year. The Rangers, they're playing better. And the biggest surprise of all is Tampa Bay, the way that they're playing this year. They're just playing great.
All right. My one final question for you in sports.
Yeah.
Who has a better record, the Knicks or the Cavaliers?
The Knicks.
Yeah.
Here, I'll put that in. This is a good multiple choice question. Who has the best record in basketball, the Knicks, the Cavaliers, or Oklahoma City?
The Knicks.
There you go.
I know.
They're crying in Oklahoma City already. It sounds like New York down in Oklahoma City. We told you so.